加拿大公共安全部长安南达三格里透露，旨在打击外国势力的渗透和干扰。一年前立法通过的外国代理人登记制度将在今年秋季正式启动。
The ministry told CBC News in a recent interview that the government is currently vetting candidates for the role of Foreign Interference Transparency Commissioner, who will administer and enforce legislation requiring individuals acting on behalf of foreign states to disclose their ties.
安南达桑格里部长近日在接受加拿大广播公司新闻采访时表示，政府目前正在审查担任外国干预透明事务专员一职的候选人。该专员将负责执行和监督相关立法，要求代表外国政府行事的个人披露其关联关系。
That information would be held in a Foreign Influence Transparency Registry and made freely accessible to the public across all Canadian jurisdictions.
这些外国代理人的姓名与资讯将保存在公共登记册中，并免费向加拿大公众开放。
Senior Public Safety Canada officials had previously said the registry would likely be ready in June this year,but in July said they were still working on its implementation and did not provide a timeline describing it as a significant undertaking.
加拿大公共安全部的高级官员此前曾表示，该登记册有望在今年六月准备就绪，但在七月时表示仍在推进实施工作，并未提供具体时间表，称这是一项重大工程。
Anadana Sanagari said he plans to present commissioner candidates to opposition parties for consultation before Parliament resumes on September 15th, with the registry expected to be in place by October 13th, Thanksgiving Day.
Anadana Sanagari 表示，他计划在9月15日国会复会前将候选人名单提交给反对党审核，并预计该登记册将在10月13日感恩节之前设立。
We put the word on the notice that Canada is an independent sovereign nation with a clear ability to ensure the safety and security of Canadians, and any attempt that circumvents or undermines that principle, we will take action, Admina Sanagari told CBC.
阿南达桑格里告诉加拿大广播公司，我们向全世界表明，加拿大是一个独立主权的国家，具备明确的能力来保障加拿大人的安全。任何试图规避或破坏这一原则的行为，我们都将采取行动。
The registry would operate under the Foreign Influence Transparency and Accountability Act, FITAA, introduced as part of Bill C-70, an act representing countering foreign interference. The bill received royal assent in June 2024.
外国代理人登记册将依据外国影响透明与问责法运作，该法案是 C-70 号法案的一部分，名为反外国干预法。该法案已于2024年6月获得预准，正式成为法律。
The legislation was promoted by findings from a public inquiry about foreign interference in Canada's democracy. An interim report released May 3, 2024 found that foreign interference likely occurred in the 2019 and 2021 federal elections, with Commissioner Judge Marie-Josée Hogue saying in her final report that the interference ultimately did not alter the outcome of the elections. The inquiry identified Beijing as the most persistent and sophisticated foreign interference threat to Canada.
该项立法的出台源于一项关于外国干预加拿大民主的公共调查。2024年5月3日发布的临时报告指出，2019年和2021年联邦大选中很可能存在外国干预。调查专员玛丽·乔塞·霍格法官在最终报告中表示，这些干预并未改变大选的最终结果。调查还认定， 北京对加拿大构成最持续且最复杂的外国干预威胁。
The conservatives have called on the federal government to swiftly implement the registry, with Tory MP Michael Cooper saying that Canada has become a playground for foreign interference. Human rights groups have also been pressing Ottawa to establish the registry, citing the escalation of transnational repression affecting diaspora communities in Canada.
保守党呼吁联邦政府尽快实施外国代理人登记册。保守党议员迈克尔·库珀表示，加拿大已经成为外国干预的游乐场。人权组织也一直敦促渥太华设立该登记册，理由是跨国打压现象加剧，正在影响加拿大的侨民社区。
Transnational repression is not theoretical. It's happening in Canada right now, said Sarah Tech, spokesperson for the Human Rights Coalition.In an April 22nd press release, authoritarian governments harass, monitor, and coerce individuals on Canadian soil.
人权联盟发言人莎拉·泰奇在4月22日的一份新闻稿中表示，跨国镇压并不是理论上的问题，它现在就在加拿大发生。专制政权正在加拿大领土上骚扰、监控并胁迫个人。
Gloria Fung, co-governor of the Canadian Coalition for a Foreign Interference Transparency Registration, recently told the Epoch Times that the delay in establishing the registry was troubling and disappointing, and that its implementation is essential to effectively combating threats from foreign actors.
加拿大外国影响透明登记册联盟共同召集人冯玉兰近日在接受大纪元时报采访时表示，登记册设立的延迟令人担忧且失望，并指出其实施对于有效应对外国势力带来的威胁至关重要。
We can't afford to further delay our action in combating transnational repression and foreign interference, she said.
冯玉兰说，我们无法承受在打击跨国镇压和外国干预方面进一步拖延的后果。
Meanwhile, Anna Dana Sanaguri told CBC in his recent interview that fighting transnational repression and foreign interference in Canada is an utmost priority of the Prime Minister.
与此同时，阿南达桑格里在最近接受加拿大广播公司采访时表示，打击跨国镇压和外国干预是总理的首要任务之一。
Under the Foreign Influence, Transparency and Accountability Act, individuals found in violation could face prosecution and penalties, including fines of up to $5 million or up to 5 years in prison.
根据外国影响透明与问责法，违规者可能会面临起诉，最高可被判处$500,000罚款或5年监禁。
Welcome back to the Chen Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you a song by Lost Cousins.And it's called Shores, which is from the album titled Incendiary, released in 2019. 听众朋友，欢迎您接着收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的拉琴秀的音乐节目。现在呢我们要为大家推荐几首加拿大音乐人新近发行的专辑的歌曲。首先是来自 Lost Cousins 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Shores。 Netflix is sung by Baron Nato and his friends, and it's called Fairy Tale Story, which is from the album titled Ninth of Time, released in 2019.下面要推荐给大家的是来自 Maroon Little 和他的朋友演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Fairy Tale Story。
$500 can't buy you much comfort in a city of fortune and fame.And the poor wondering why they're nothing but pawns in the game. At the top of the class, they all said I'd go far. The girl most likely to shine. When twisting as kind. Where is my white knight to come rescue me, to take me away from my reality? Tell me a story, a fairy tale story, with a happy
Next is a song called She's Got a Sunflower by Logan McKnopf, and it's from the album titled Anchorness, which was released in 2018. 下面请大家欣赏来自 Logan McCullough 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 She's Got a Sunflower。
潇洒地挥一挥衣袖，却拂不去长夜沉重的影子，随风中画满了你的名字，思念总在分手后开始。想要潇洒地挥一挥衣袖，却拂不去长夜沉重的影子，随风中画满了你的名字，思念总在分手后开始。想要将你的声音缠绵如诗，诗句却成酸苦的旧知，还由不得你向前唱几支，因为思念总在分手后开始。潇洒地挥一挥衣袖，却拂不去长夜沉重的影子，随风中画满了你的名字，思念总在分手后开始。想要将你的声音缠绵如诗，却成酸苦的旧知，还由不得你向前唱几支，因为思念总在分手后开始。
Song was called 思念总在分手后 which means fond memory after breakup, and it was vocal by Pan An Bang. The last song for today's music segment is a song vocal by Pan Yue Yun, and it's called 错误的别离，which means a mistaken breakup. And Hershu wants to thank you for listening to our show and wish you a great weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 9.1 FM. 听众朋友，刚才您收听到的这首歌曲呢，是来自潘安邦演唱的《失恋总在分手后》。今天要带给大家的最后一首歌曲是来自潘越云演唱的歌曲，名字叫做《错误的别离》。在这里呢，何西感谢您和我度过了一段美好的时光，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。
切都